ANC Secretary General Esma Kgashule has been released on bail of 200,000 rand after he made his first appearance in Bloemfontein Magistrates Court on Friday to face charges of fraud, corruption and money laundering. Speaking to these charges against Kgashule, Magistrate Moos said the following.
According to the prosecutor of Fokrap, the nation accused person is facing 20 counts or charges ranging from amounts of fraud and other offences in terms of the prevention of organized crime acts for Fokrap. Now, in support of the application then to be released on bail, the accused person through his attorney, advocate, submitted an affidavit setting out all the reasons why according to him he must be released on bail, pending the finalization of this case against him. Now, it is then so that the state and the defense, they are adhering to an agreement that we are dealing here today with the Schedule 5 bail application. Now, being that as it may, after then taking everything into consideration, and I am satisfied that the interest of justice that, that it permits the release of accused person on bail in this matter. Now, coming then to the issue of bail, rather the amount of bail that was proposed here by in behalf of the applicant, and also considering the attitude of the state with regards to the issue of bail, and I then of the view that an amount of 200,000 rand will be suitable under the circumstances then for the accused person then to be released on bail in this matter.
Moos then went on to emphasize that as a presiding officer, his decisions are not governed by anything else but the evidence brought before him.
Now, furthermore, it is then also common cause that, referring especially then to this particular matter, that the state is not opposing bail or the release of the accused person, Mr. Kgashule, on bail. Now, I want to make myself clear, I will never be a rubber stamp for the attitude of the police or the prosecution in general when coming to matters of this nature where it is expected from me as a presiding officer to make a decision on whether or not bail should be granted. I have never done so in the past, and I'm also not intending to do so. I want to make it clear that the decision that is going to be reached by this court here today by me, it is purely based on the evidence that was adduced here before me, and not as a result of the attitude of the state, or obviously then also the position the applicant Mr. Kgashule is occupying in society.
Furthermore, in terms of Kgashule's bail conditions, specifically relating to the prohibition of contact being made with the state witness, the following was said.
The state earlier, sir, was just reminded again, you are released under the following condition. If you wish to apply for a passport, then you will have to bring the proof of investigating officer Captain Scarlett. Then, in that regard, you will need to be informed. And secondly, then also, you will also order as a condition of time for you not to make any contact with the witness, the name of which was earlier given here by the prosecutor, being it now directly or indirectly. And also just take note, if you going to not comply with the condition, the prosecutor at any stage can then bring an application for your bail then to be revoked or then to be cancelled.
Speaking to the charges against Kgashule, as well as to the conduct of ANC supporters outside the courthouse, ANC NEC member Phule Mabe had the following to say.
The SG has got a legal team. I'm sure that the legal team would be able to look at those and understand the approach that they need to be taking.
But
what is critical now is that what we have all learned outside is that the SG from the very beginning has been quite cooperative. And this is the message that we need to be sending to our structures out there. I did speak earlier on to the chair and the provincial secretary of the ANC here in the Free State about some things that we saw of T-shirts of the president being banned. And that is not reflective of the conduct of character of the African National Congress. The provincial leadership has assured us that they will nip that act in the bud and make sure that it does not repeat itself, as it might serve to undermine what needs to be happening here. So those that came to support the Secretary General to do so in a dignified and responsible manner, so that processes inside here are not otherwise pushed on the other side by their own conduct.
The matter has been remanded to 19 February 2021, when Magashule will appear in court with his co-accused. For Multimedia Live, I'm Amina Tekasi.